Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our meditations on your word that you might teach us and feed us spiritually so that we may grow to be more like you. Good morning, Saints. Our readings this morning are 2 Timothy 1, verse 15 to 18, Amplified. You already know that all who are in Asia turned away and forsook me, Phygellus and Hermogenes among them. May the Lord grant his mercy to the family of Onesiphorus, for he often showed me kindness and ministered to my needs, comforting and reviving and bracing me like fresh air. He was not ashamed of my chains and imprisonment for Christ's sake. No, rather when he reached Rome, he searched diligently and eagerly for me and found me. May the Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord on that great day. And you know how many things he did for me, and what a help he was at Ephesus, you know better than I can tell you. Some say that this second letter to Timothy was written at near the end of Paul's life, while he was in prison in Rome, and he was encouraging Timothy to be able to keep fighting the good fight, as he kept encouraging Timothy in his first letter. He says in his second letter that he has fought the good fight. And both letters are from a mentor to the one that he has mentored. He obviously trained Timothy, took him under his wing, adopted him like a son, possibly not an official adoption with papers, but just treated him as a son, brought him up in the Lord. Timothy had believing mother and grandmother, and Paul was building on this foundation as Timothy was growing and getting to know God better. Timothy was a leader in the church, even though he was quite young, but he had to take responsibility for a lot of things, and leaders, especially church leaders, do sometimes come under increased attack from the enemy to try and discourage them and stop them doing the work they're doing for God. So Timothy might have faced such challenges. And these letters from Paul, who was now a bit older, would have been meant to encourage Timothy and strengthen him and give him good advice so that he could carry on fighting the good fight in the strength of Jesus, by the grace of Jesus. Always with the Holy Spirit helping him, and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in fellowship with him. Paul is drawing from his experiences where some people let him down and deserted him, and some people really helped him and went out of their way to look for him and be of assistance in any way they could help. Speaking of helping, when we encourage and help and assist other believers, no matter what they're doing, whether they are church leaders, church workers, or other believers who are just shining their lights for God, it doesn't matter what people are doing. If we can assist, if we can encourage, if we can help other people, then it can make a difference in their ministry. And so, just like Onesiphorus, we can help other workers in the kingdom of God. To end off, the very next verse in the following chapter says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." When we see the word therefore, we must see what is therefore. And as we have seen, the encouragement by Paul to Timothy has been the reason he should be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So let us take courage. Let us help other Christian workers. Let us look to God for our help, not to other people, because some people will turn away, some people will let us down, but others will help us and we can help others. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden when God said it is not good that man should be alone. It's so that we can help each other and encourage each other and help each other in our daily walk with the Lord. So rise and shine, for your light has come. And we can be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.